With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Forecasters say dangerously cold wind chills, reaching as low as 55 degrees below zero, will set in across the northern plains this week as an Arctic air mass lingers over the central U.S. The National Weather Service issued wind chill warnings and advisories on Monday for areas of Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The bitter freeze is expected to last for at least the next 7 days, with wind chills that could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 5 minutes. Parents are advised not to leave their children alone outside at school bus stops. High avalanche danger continues in the backcountry around western and central Montana. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports one snowmobiler was killed in a slide Saturday east of Kalispell.
The Flathead Avalanche Center announced Saturday that an avalanche in the Swan Range killed one snowmobiler and partially buried three others. The Associated Press reports that the Flathead County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim as 59-year-old David Kano of Kalispell. Kano's body was recovered via helicopter Sunday. The Flathead Avalanche Center has extended its warning issued Friday for the Swan, Whitefish, and Flathead mountain ranges through Tuesday, saying travel through avalanche terrain is not advised and there are very dangerous avalanche conditions. The Missoula Avalanche Center canceled its avalanche warning Monday, but says the danger in the west central Montana backcountry remains high and considerable. The Gallatin National Forest says the danger near Bozeman is high on wind-loaded slopes and considerable on all other steep terrain. Several natural and human-caused avalanches have been observed over the past 4 days. The risk could last for days. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A third Montana lawmaker has tested positive for COVID-19, MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Representative Brian Putnam, a Republican from Kalispell, is the third lawmaker to test positive for the coronavirus since the 2021 legislative session began in January. He has been working in the Capitol in person. During a Monday press call, a spokesperson for Republican leadership said that a few lawmakers have been identified as close contacts to Putnam and have been contacted by the legislature's contact tracer to begin quarantining. An exact number of close contacts is unknown. According to Republican leadership, the other two lawmakers who've previously tested positive contracted the virus outside of the Capitol. Adherence to public health guidance like social distancing and mask wearing varies among lawmakers. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.